Good morning, everyone. Good morning. For those who doesn't know me, my name is Jonas, and I'm from Brazil. Every day I say that. All right. The main thing is, if I start talking too fast, please let me know so I can slow down. Okay? I'm very excited because this theme of the message today is called On Fire for the Lord. So as you can see, keep your fire for God blazing. The Bible mentioned this many times, mainly by Jesus Christ, when he talks about the parable of the 10 virgins. And so, what means on fire for God? Interesting theme, eh? It helps us to analyze ourselves to see, are we on fire or not? We just had two Bible scriptures over there. One was the 1 Corinthians 13, talks about love. This scripture comes after 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Oh, that's the order, eh? All right? Main thing is, in the chapter 12, Paul was addressing the church in relation to the gifts of the Spirit. There was a big confusion happening in the church. Everyone is speaking tongues, revelations, and discernment of the Spirit, and so on. The thing was beautiful. Lots of powerful power in the church. But there was something missing. And he said, I'm going to show you a greater way, or a more excellent way, at the end of the chapter. And he turns to 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak the tongues of man or of angel, and I have no love, I'm just a symbol, just pretty much like a, I don't know the word in English, a gonging symbol that's just making noise, but there's nothing there. It's very interesting. And then there's a very harsh and hard reading from Revelation chapter 3, from verse 17 to 22, which talks about a church who does a lot of good deeds, however, they're not either hot or even cold. They're just warm. That's interesting. That's a hard stuff to talk. It's a hard conversation to bring the discussion today. And I often tell the people, when you pray for the message, first the Lord deliver it to us so we can share with others. The main thing is, you are the house of the Father, you are part of His family, and you're here to grow together as the Lord instructs us. So, fire. What?
Switch off. Alrighty. There we go.
That's going to work. Awesome. There you go. God and fire. The word fire appears many times in the Bible. A lot of times, as you can see. I'd like to bring some good examples. I could mention around 50 or 100 examples over there relation to fire. But let's just review some famous parts of the Bible where the fire and the Lord are related. One example is the burning bush. When Moses heard the Lord calling him. And he saw a burning bush that wasn't destroying the tree. It was burning, but the fire wasn't destroying the tree. Very interesting. The second part that you can see, another example, is the pillar of fire. Moses received an instruction to lead the people away from Egypt. And during the day, the Lord stood as a cloud on the top of the people. At night, a pillar of fire to keep them warm. So the presence of the Lord was there. Elijah and the prophets of Baal. For those who doesn't know that story, in a long story short, Elijah challenged 400 prophets of Baal. And he told the guys, listen, let's do one thing. If your God exists, put a bull on that place on the altar and pray for God to send fire from heaven. And these guys started praying and worshiping their gods and asking a lot of things. And Elijah, in a boldly way, sat on his side and said, guys, you're not talking too loud. Make a louder noise. And the guys are trying to push harder. Guys, you're not getting there. You should be dancing harder. And the guys started dancing harder. You guys should be sacrificing, hit yourself more because your gods are not hearing you. These guys made a lot of noise. And nothing happened. Then Elijah comes and puts water around the bull where the bull was there for the sacrifice. Water? But how the fire is going to burn a place with water? And Elijah just lifted up his hands into heaven and said, Lord, please just send the fire over there. And you know the end part of the story. Bang. I believe there was a massive fire that came from heaven, burned the water and the bulls and everything together. And then, I don't want to say the end part of the story because it's very bloody, okay? It's what happens after that. But the presence of the Lord was there. Then, you see in the New Testament, the word fire coming back again. Jesus Christ says, they are going to be baptized with water. No, John says, Oh, I baptize with the water, John the Baptist says. But here comes the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit and fire. Wow, the word fire is over there again. Then you see in Acts chapter 2, when Jesus Christ left and told, wait, because you received the gift from my Father. And when they all together, the Holy Spirit came on the people as tongues of fire. Wow, the presence of the Lord again. And then, in the Revelation, chapter 19, verse 12 to 16, talks about the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are like fire. Wow, you see the word fire many times in the Bible. I want to bring one thing here. Now, it's more letters in the bottom you can see. Keep in mind, it's not the key point. Dangerous way of thinking. Bing, yellow light over there. What's happening? Often, you get caught into some kind of sayings and words that we think, the fire is the presence of the Lord. Awesome. The Lord appears in different ways in the Bible. As a cloud, the Holy Spirit is described as wind, water, and so as a dove. So there are many symbols used in the Bible to describe the Lord or His presence, which means God is more powerful than you can understand. But however, in relation to human behavior or your understanding with the Lord, then the Bible describes, or you are hot or you are cold. The warm, I will spit out of my mouth. What is he trying to say to that? Or you are a believer or you are not a believer. Or you are on the game or not on the game. Simple as it is. Yes or no. That's what the Bible says. Simple as it is. And it's straight. Then, let's bring this an example. Let's do this more visual to help us to understand the word fire and why do we need to be or on fire for the Lord or not at all. Or do I believe or I don't believe? I would like to invite some volunteers with me. Brett and Chris, please come around. Please put your hands together for them, please. These guys have been doing a very, very hard work today, talking about the LCLC support for that charity. And I'll ask these guys to help me with the cooking. Please, Chris, you put this one on. Okay, and I'll bring some other materials around. There you go. I've got some interesting thing with me. Okay, you are going to do some cooking lesson now. Who likes food here? I love food. Yes, if I could, I would eat the whole day long. But the Bible says too much eating is gluttony. Oh, be careful. All right, simple as it is. I've got some ingredients here. Okay, open for me, please, Brighton. Okay, we've got our volunteer over there. We have the chef and the kitchen hand. Okay, nice and simple. Good work here going on. All right, so I have some ingredients. So, Brighton, just lift up the ingredients for us, please. You've got cheese. What else? We've got an egg, awesome, and tomatoes. This one, I don't know how to say that. Celery, thank you very much. And then carrots. I'm still learning English, okay? All good. Okay, so we've got some carrots. Beautiful. Then, you've got two things on the side. To bring the sauce, the salt, okay, and use this one later. Awesome. So please, guys, let's do something. You're planning to do an omelette. So please, Chris, your turn now. Mix up everything over there for me. Please take the cheese out of the plastic and then break the egg. No, you can pretty much, Brett, you can help us all break the celery for me, please. Break into small pieces. Okay, we're teaching a simple last relation to make omelette. No, but don't put the whole cheese over there. Break into pieces, make it nice like a chef, you know. Yeah, go for it. Break the egg over there. Yeah, on the top. It's all right. Yeah, that's it. Hey. Glad that I brought the apron. Eh? Safety first. All right. Good. Awesome. It's okay, you can wash your hands later. Beautiful. Then tomato, break the tomato as well. It's all good. Now you should have knives over there, but it's a cooking lesson using the equipment. It's all right. Beautiful, beautiful. Nice. Now with your hands now, okay? You gotta get your hands dirty today, Chris. Mix the eggs with the celery and the tomatoes and everything. Oh, don't you worry. The fire kills all the germs. That's all right. Okay. Awesome. Perfect. Beautiful. Brighton, here's your kitchen hand. Please help him with a bit of salt in the top. Yeah, don't forget to put the cheese over there. That's it. Perfect. Beautiful. I can see specialists around here. Good. Awesome job. Awesome job. Beautiful. Now, the chef comes. Alrighty. Beautiful. As you can see, the thing is ready to eat. Is it ready? Not at all. What's missing here? Yeah, awesome. So let's use the fire. The fire part, I will deal with that. Okay? Safety first. So please, hold for me. Chris, lift up the pan for me, please. Awesome. A bit higher for me, please. That's it. Let's wait. The Bible talks a lot about patience, all right? Ah, the fire is off. Let's light off another fire. Let's light another one. Okay? You're going to be here the whole day long. Next year, you'll come back to have this omelette. Okay? Simple as it is. What's the point? That's all right. Thanks so much, guys, for the help. Thank you very much. Please wash your hands, please. There we go.
Thanks for the help. Very interesting. Interesting illustration in relation to the cooking. You have all the ingredients here. We have the cheese, we have the egg, we have the salt. We have the celery, we have the tomatoes, the carrots, awesome. And as you can see, can you eat like that? Yes. If you are hungry, of course you would eat more easily. Okay? Somebody would say, should eat more eggs and this kind of stuff. That's disgusting. I can't. Okay, the main thing is, we've got all the ingredients here. Awesome, perfect. But there's something missing. The fire. Hey, hang on a second. I've got a fire here. I've got one match burning over there. Is it enough? That's interesting. The two candles. They could help a little bit more. Okay, the point that I'm trying to bring across here is we have the gifts in the church. We have the speaking tongues. We have the revelations. We have prophecy. We have the gifts of healing. And wisdom, and service, and work. Beautiful. But without the Lord, without the fire of the Lord, it's not enough. Ah, but there's one person in the church that have it. I heard about a guy, you know, that he has this gift. Awesome. In my example, when I read the book of Corinthians, I think I have the gifts of speaking tongues, and someone else can interpret for me. Ah, he has the gift of healing, so he can heal me. Why can't we look for it? But that's not the point I'm trying to bring across. Open brackets over there. What do we see today between a Christian society? That's very interesting. That's going to help us to analyze the focus on being on fire for the Lord. I see a lot of passiveness. I don't want to judge. Okay, you are not here to judge each other. The only judge for us is God. Okay, but it's good for us to have the eyes open to see what's happening. Okay, I also help in a lot of the church. I see other places. I see a lot of passiveness. What I call about passiveness? I'm a Christian. No one needs to know that I'm Christian. No one can know that I'm Christian. That's what's happening at the moment. You see people talking about challenging things today, and no one wants to get into discussions relating to that. The Bible tells us to not get into long arguments about if God's real or not, but why not share the good news with these people who are in need? So a lot of passive, one day, something is going to happen. It's okay, it's going to be fine. A lot of complaints. Their life is never good. The government's never good. The people are never good. That church, I went there, that pastor, I didn't feel the Spirit of the Lord touching me that day because the world was so bad. There are a lot of complaints happening in the Christian society. I see this in general. Then, focus on the problems. Lord, that's so impossible, that's so difficult. That's the Lord's blessing with a beautiful day, a sunny day, a nice house, a warm meal, a warm place to stay. But the eyes are always on the things that are going wrong in your life. And the Lord says in His words, the eyes are the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, you have a peace in the body. But if your eyes are bad, how darkness you are going to be. How deep is this darkness? So you see, there's a lot happening. A lot of intellectuality. That's an interesting point. A lot of wisdom and understanding. Listen, I know the Bible from back to back. I know all the 66 books of the Bible. In the book of Elijah, chapter 53, verses 2, 3, and 4, it says this, this, and that. Awesome, beautiful wisdom. Awesome. But then, on the side, I need some help. Can you help me? No, no, forget about it. I don't, you are a sinner. I don't want to talk to you. Forget about it. I see this happening too. A lot of understanding, knowledge, but missing to put this into practice. I say this because I see this in myself too. I'm not here to say, oh, look how perfect I am, because I'm not. I do this too. Okay? Unbelief. God, if you want, if it's your will, heal that person when you pray to someone else. Lord, if you want to, if you can, as it's something so hard for the Lord. Jesus Christ, when he prayed for people, what do you want from me, lady? Jesus Christ, I need healing. Done. What do you want to see? Lord, I want to see. Done. Straight away. Why? There's something that Jesus Christ has and he gave it to us. It's free to us. Human idolatry. Other thing is, nothing against churches, okay? I'm just talking about us as Christians. One thing is, Hillsong Church is coming to Perth. I already heard rumors. People, I'm going there because I love Hillsong, 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 Hillsong. Awesome. They're going there. But they're going there for the Lord or for the church or for the name of the church or for the name of the pastor. That's a very interesting point for us. What happened is, we're going to the place because that place is going to be there. I love that service. I love that congregation. I love the Hillsong songs. Beautiful. Awesome. However, there's something missing. Are we there because we are seeking the Lord or because we want to see those people? Okay? It's a very interesting point for us. And the last one, Christian vocabulary between brothers and sisters. A person far from the Christian friends. Hey, dude, how are you doing? How are you going? And so on. A lot of slangs between the Christians. How are you today? I'm blessed. The Lord blessed me today. You know, we see this language changing. You know, when we're going to talk to someone, listen, I'm having some trouble with me. A person is not a Christian. You are under spiritual warfare. What is that? What's going on? You know, there are a lot of things. If we speak in a Christian language, the people who doesn't know the Lord, it's going to be hard for them to understand. So as you can see, I see this happening. Is it bad? Who am I to judge? But the Lord gives us instructions and ideas for us to work on. I see some things happening, but there are a lot of good things happening today in churches that you don't see this mention about. Healings, people being saved, people free from slavery, people receiving pretty much a new life from the Lord, a full transformation. I see this happening today. And you all here today is because you believe in that and you have seen that. You are living it too, which is very interesting. Then, love, passion, and fire. So how do I relate the cooking and the churches today with that simple statement over there? What's missing in the church? Towards the day, when I used to meditate a lot about churches, about the Father, why do the people get back together on Sundays to talk about Christ and to praise the Lord and worship the Lord? I started looking to everyone, and I forget to look to someone else. Me. Sometimes when you see something happens, it doesn't make us happy. It's not because the people are not doing what's right. It's time to look at myself. David in Psalms says, Lord, search me and seek me and see if in my heart there is any wrong way and correct me so I can live better for you. What happened is, we always expect someone to start something so we can follow. Why don't we start? Do we need to start? Not really. Because Jesus Christ already done it for us. He is our high priest. He started his journey, say, Here I am, Lord. In Isaiah it says, who should I send? Jesus Christ stepped up and says, Lord, here I am, send me. And Jesus Christ came. He brought the kingdom of heaven to earth. Then the question is, what do we need to do to be on fire for the Lord? I believe this answer, everyone knows. If you are a Christian for 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 10 years, I guess everyone went through that lesson before. If I ask you guys, what means to worship the Lord? You tell me the answer straight away. Praise the Lord, say good things about Him, have a life of righteousness that pleases Him. It's all about Him. Awesome. Prayer, what means prayer? It's a personal relationship with God. Locked in a room where no one needs to see that you're talking to Him. Or while you're walking on the street, while you're doing your job. There are a lot of examples. There's the example of Daniel over there. He used to pray 3 times a day. Only people knew about it. But he's so righteous with the Lord that he used to pray every time. He studied God's word. This answer we also know. That's not new for all of us. And who am I to teach something new? Ne? He studied God's words. And it's there for us, free to read and to understand. Give freely and thankfully. Bev, well done on sharing the struggles of the house. Okay? What happened is, nowadays people say, you go to church, do you give money to church? These guys are stealing money. You know, but there's a promise in Malachi 3:10. Bring your tithes and offerings for the house of the Lord, and the Lord will bless you. The book of Proverbs says, that's give back to the Lord thankfully and freely. There's a lady who came to Jesus Christ and gave 2 coins, and she gave more than anyone else because she gave all that she had. You know, so pretty much, give freely and thankfully. It's amazing. Sounds hard, but it's amazing. And then, fasting. We done a fasting training a few years ago here, pretty much like was 21 days of fasting. The guys done this year, I believe, before any conference. I don't remember when was it. But fasting, praying for us last year. Né? Thanks, Gabi. Maybe. And fast is important for us because it's us saying no to our flesh and saying yes to the Lord. Father, I don't need food for the body only. I need you. And you see, the serving. Jesus Christ says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 22, because when you finish, you're going to sit on my right, on my throne with me on the side of the Father. What does that mean? He says, you want to be great in my kingdom? Be the lowest on earth. Be the first one to serve. When I invite the guys to help us today, we're all here serving each other in love. So these lessons, we all know. We all know. It's a kind of review lesson for us. We, individually and as a family, it's a kind of must, it's instructions that the Bible gives to us. And I also like to put this in based on the scripture. It's always important for us to base all that you talk in relation to the scripture. Place God first. Lord, what is the biggest command? Love God above all things, and then love your neighbor as yourself. But love God with your mind, soul, strength, and heart, and so on. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Then, second part, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything shall be added to you. Third one, know that we are free by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. His blood paid it all. As you know, we celebrated Easter a few weeks ago. And his blood by His stripes, we are healed, we are free from the sin and from death. We are free from Jesus Christ, for Jesus, through Jesus. And then, ask for the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 11, verse 1 to 13, the disciples come to the Lord and say, Lord, teach us how to pray, like John used to teach his disciples how to pray. And Jesus Christ says, okay, so when you pray like this. You can all do together. Our Father, who art in heaven, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today daily bread. Forgive us and deliver. No. Lead us not to temptation, but For yours the kingdom. Awesome. We pretty much know this prayer from back to back. Awesome job. And then he goes on. He brings a parable talking about the guy who was knocking his friend's door in the middle of the night. Imagine someone knocking your door at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I have a visit coming to my house. Could you please borrow me some sugar or some pasta? Oh, man, 3 o'clock in the morning, my kids are sleeping. I'm about to go to bed. But just come on, please borrow me something. Now go home, come back later. But as the guy was knocking at the door, like, okay, I'll help you, and give you what he need. And then Jesus Christ explained this parable. Whoever asks, or whoever seeks, or whoever knocks, we have the door open. Or keep knocking. Keep on seeking, or keep on asking. And he finished this lesson saying, if your fathers are bad and know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your Lord will give the Holy Spirit for those who ask. So he's teaching us something else relating to the Holy Spirit. Because then he says in Romans chapter 8, live not by the flesh, but live for the Spirit. Why do we need the Holy Spirit? Humanly, it's hard to cope with a lot of things in life. Humanly, it's hard to see beyond the challenges. Humanly, you cannot ask exactly what God wants us to talk about. And the Holy Spirit helps us to discuss these things. So simply, as you can see, there are some options over there, some readings that can be done. You guys can review this lesson, which is very good. But the main thing now is, all right, I know that I have to pray, I have to worship, and so on. I know that I have to ask for the Holy Spirit. That's amazing. You know, but what's missing? One simple word. In a simple way of respect, may I ask everyone to stand up? Okay. Turn to the person on your side with a beautiful, nice, and bright, shiny, white smile and say, good morning. Turn to the other side and say, good morning. If you want to hug the person on your side, you can hug. All right, good. That's it. Oh, please, you may be sitting. Now, maybe sitting. Okay? Beautiful. All right, as you can see, straight away, the atmosphere has changed. What just happened right now? A simple smile, a simple moment, changed the atmosphere. What that means? Attitude. We often know a lot. Our intellect is far beyond our understanding. You know so much. Awesome, but there's one thing missing, and the Lord says in His words, seek me and you find me when you seek me with all your heart. So, as you've done this simple thing of saying good morning, but I need to have that feeling, you know, I need to feel that I need to talk to the Lord first. No, today I want to feel the Lord's presence, I want to feel relate too much. Oh, sorry, Peter, thank you, much, Gloria, relate too much, so feeling. Now, I want to feel that experience, you know? And however, instead of looking for the feeling, take the step and the Lord will meet you on the way. And that's the main thing. Please be careful with the feeling part as well. But take the step. Take the attitude of standing up and say, good morning, Father. Oh, good morning, Papi. And I say, Papi, when I pray. So if I say, Papi, when I'm praying with you guys, because it's my relationship with Him. But I'm so sinful, I made so many mistakes. Oh, no, I cannot even look to God's face. But His love goes beyond all things. If you go back to Romans chapter 8, nothing can separate us from the love of God. So what does that mean? Should I keep on sinning and then ask for forgiveness? Not really. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to strive through the temptations, to strive through the hard times, to strive through the challenges in life, and to strive through the relationship with God. Because sometimes there's nothing happening. The life is too good. There's something missing. Yes, our continuous relationship with the Father can grow more and more. I'm going to give a little testimony just to conclude the thoughts. In a simple story. There was a guy on fire for the Lord. This guy was faithful for the Lord. He was pretty much living his life fully for the Lord. Wake up in the morning, prayer. Afternoon, prayer. Evening, prayer. Talk about Jesus all day long to everyone in the street. Pray for people healing. Pray for people understanding wisdom and power. Awesome relationship with God. A powerful life. Then a devil started watching this guy's life. You know what? I'm going to destroy this finance from this guy. Touch this guy's life in relation to finances. Fasting. Lord, I know that you're in my cause. I know that you're here working with me. I know that you're with me. And I trust you, Father. Even if I don't have money, I'm going to keep trusting on you. The enemy have to flee away. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Awesome. Then another one came to, what happened? Man, I tried to tempt that guy into finance side, nothing touched him. Awesome. Let me try in another area. Temptation. Let's tempt this guy. As he was working in a place, he saw some money falling on the ground, and he was struggling with money. He saw $100 on the floor. Whoa, that's money. But he saw the person who lost the money, and he needed that money to buy some shopping, buy some food. Oh, should I take this money or not? Or should I give back or not? He takes the money. What should I do with this money? I need that money. I need to buy some food for my house. I don't know what to do. All of a sudden, you know what? Lord, I trust you in all things. Hey, sir, there's your money. You drop it. Oh, thank you so much for that. And walk away. What happens? Another way of resisting the devil. Awesome. Boom. The devil flew away from him. Then another one comes and says, hey, what you guys doing? Eh? Listen, I will try to tempt this guy because he won't destroy, because this guy's prayer is stopping our work. This guy is faithful to the Lord, fire for the Lord, is stopping our work. Okay, let me try something else. Put some people in his guy's life. In a certain environment that is so bad. You know what? He needs more bad people around him, so he's going to be bad as well, so he's going to be influenced by the majority. Awesome. So what is that place? Work in this place, music from the world, people doing sinful stuff, and you know what happens out there. He was in the middle of these people, and when he saw everything happening with love, he started talking about God to these people. This guy used to say, hey, here comes the preacher. And the people even laugh about this guy. You know, here comes the preacher. And but however, these people, when they have hard times, they came to talk to him and say, oh, talk about this Jesus that you talk so much. And end up preaching the good news in a bad place. What happened with the devil? God angry, say, man, it's impossible to break these guys down. Then, as you can see, this guy was strong, on fire for the Lord. Awesome. Here comes another one. A very old devil, okay, walking very funny, walking very strange, you know. And look at the guy and say, what happens, guys? Listen, you try to destroy this guy, and nothing happened to him. He doesn't break. But this guy, this next devil, let's say, we're going to use the devil word, okay? Sorry for that. He had lots of experience and say, hey, I've been there before. Let me do something. I will start my work with that guy, and you guys come and do the rest. But wait for me to give you the green light. Okay. What is experience the devil with this guy, done with this guy? Took his time away. How? Gave a lot of work, a lot of jobs, university study, done a lot of family, started living with him, and friends and cousins starting coming to his house. He got busy, and his time was gone. As his time was finished, what happened to his prayer life? What happened with this Bible reading? Sorry for the whistle, guys. Sorry for that. Okay? What happened to his Bible reading? Down. What happened to his prayer time? Down. Better than this? Okay. Now better than now. Okay. Now what happened with the fasting? Okay. Okay. No, nice and simple. So his life, his relationship with the Lord is starting getting damaged because the lack of time. And he was busy with everything, trying to solve everything, trying to make sure everything was fine. The experienced one called all the three devils, say, hey, go and try him on that now. And easily, the guy was broken. That story, it's my story. Why? I'm a busy person. And I have lots of things to do in life. And I love so much the people. I love so much. I want to see everyone safe. And what happened to me was, I got busy. Many things happened. However, okay, I lost the battle, but didn't lose the whole battle because Jesus Christ is with us. What happens if the person falls down? When you are weak, that's when you are strong. So I just reach out my hands to heaven and say, Father, I'm struggling. Please help me. Is it hard for the Lord to take you from that level down? Not at all. It's so easy. He just picks you up and says, come here, son. Give me a hug here. Check this dust off for you. Move on. Organize this, 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 and that. Do this, this, and that. Done. And keep going with life. And don't let this fire goes down anymore. As you can see, it's easy to talk about other people. But when we talk about us, wow. The main thing is, as closer we get from the Lord, more we are able to hear His voice, to understand Him, and to have a good relationship with Him. Please, do not let nothing get into the way of a relationship with the Lord. Nothing. I had a good prayer time with these guys on Wednesday, and it was amazing, that prayer time. It was a very straightforward lesson. Put God first. And that's my decision. And that's how we go. That's how we go from here now. So in a simple way, as you conclude, guys, let's get the music. Okay, as you can see, it's easier for us to lose the fire from the Lord. It's easier for us to get busy with life. It's easier for us to get worried about circumstances in life and so on. But the Lord is always there to help us. Always. He's always ready to listen. He's always quick to forgive. He is always quick to be with you. Doesn't matter the season of your life. Doesn't matter where you are. The Lord is always there for you. And that's the best part for me. Even myself feeling down, I say, Lord, I know that you are with me. I know that. And I start declaring these words and how awesome it is. Let's bow our heads. And as you sing this song, but during this time, I believe this story in relation to fire for the Lord, to be free for the Lord, to be fighting, like living for Him and experiencing Him every single day of your life. Maybe this conversation is also happening with you. As you keep our heads down and close your eyes, please, you might be experiencing the same thing. Maybe your fire for the Lord is long gone, long time ago. Revelation chapter 2 says, I wish you guys were back to the first love. I know that you guys are doing beautiful jobs for me, but I wish you guys were back to the first love. That person might be you right now. They need that help from the Lord. Maybe this person is you who's looking for more of the Holy Spirit. And is struggling to see Him, to understand Him, and to be with Him. Maybe waiting for that feeling. Maybe waiting for something else, for the Lord to just give that extra step. One thing I want to tell you, while you guys with the heads down and the eyes closed, is Jesus Christ paid it all on the cross. You don't need to sacrifice yourself. You don't need to take blood from yourself. You don't need to beat yourself down. You don't need to declare words of how failure I am or how bad I am. You don't need to put these words in your mouth anymore. The amazing love of God has freed you. Understand that by the blood of Jesus Christ, everything the Father has for you is reachable for you. And regardless of where you are right now or how you are personally, the Lord is there with you. And He says, I care for you and I love you. Jonas, I don't know this Jesus Christ they are talking about. I know that He is on the cross. I know people talking about Easter. I know people talking about Christmas, the birth of a baby. But I don't really know Jesus Christ. If this person is you, I can tell one thing. In Revelation chapter 2, that read, says, I knock in the door of your heart. And if you open, I will live with you. And I will dine with you. And I will have a relationship with you. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, right now, okay, there's no time for being ashamed because everyone with their eyes closed and head down. I want to pray for you right now. If your fire for the Lord is down, it's gone, and you want that first love back, if this person is you, I want to pray with you. We also have the elders from the church of Concordia Lutheran Church that can help you in prayer. You are not alone. The love of the Lord, the love of the Lord for us is amazing. If this person is you, just lift it up your hand. No one needs to see it. Okay? No one needs to see. I just want to pray with you. Thank you. And now, I want to propose another thing as well. As a congregation, for the love of God burn in our hearts. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much, Lord. I want to thank you so much because your words are truth. I want to thank you so much because you are amazing. And you love us and you forgive us. And your word says that you're never going to leave us or forsake us. We live for you, Lord Jesus. Father, I would like to ask you, Father, to bring the hot behavior back in our hearts, my Father. Help us to live like the first love. The time that everything is for you, Father. To you and through you. And Lord, help us to learn how to receive your love. It's not how much work we can do for you, but it's how much you can receive from you and live with it. Jesus Christ, you've done the hard work for us, and thank you so much for that. Help us, my Father, to worship you with our hearts. Help us to pray a prayer that's real. Not just of repetitions, but a real prayer with you, Father. Help us to read your word in a way that not just doing this out of just a task, but out of a proper worship for you, Lord. Help us to fast again, Lord. Even if we cannot stay without eating, help us, we come with some strategies where you will be pleased with that, Lord. Help us to serve better and to love better, Lord. And as we pray, Lord, help us to remove this selfishness behavior. And help us to love others. Help us to look at others. Help us to share the good news with others, Lord. I thank you so much for word. I thank you so much for what you brought for us today. Thank you so much for this spiritual food that you gave to us. Lord, regardless of time, regardless of commitments, help us to spend quality time with you, Lord. Quality time is a time to start, no time to finish. Or just acknowledge that you are with us, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity of hearing you one more time. and learning from you, Lord Jesus. That's what I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.